Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by Paul Day, who is the president of the Mid-Am District, which is hosting this year's 2013 USA Hockey's Tier 1 National Championships. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Harry. Thanks for asking me on.
Tournament's going great so far. So we are into Saturday, which is just wrapping up some of the quarterfinal games. Your assessment of how the week has gone to this point?
I feel it's gone very, very well. We have an excellent host. The volunteer staff has just been way above and beyond the call of duty. They make our job a lot easier when you have that kind of cooperation.
Right, absolutely. And so what is your role here this week?
I'm as one of the USA Hockey Tournament directors. We're involved with making sure the games are coming off accordingly, handling any issues that may come up scheduling-wise, preparing the coaches, getting the necessary information to them from the pre-meeting we had Tuesday night when we had all the coaches in, and then yesterday we met with them again individually after the advancing teams were declared and had earned their spots into the quarterfinals and had short meetings with all the coaches involved advancing. So supporter, keeping our fingers on the pulse of the tournament, really.
I mean, obviously you must have a lot of experience in working in youth hockey and working at tournaments like this. How long have you been involved with hockey?
Too long, maybe? No, I have been involved now probably close, all told, probably 25 years from the time I was began at the local association level and moving into the affiliate role that I have today and also as a USA Hockey director. So I've seen a lot of it. You learn from the people you're with. You learn from the people you're with. And we have a great family in USA Hockey that just is always willing to help one another succeed.
And now, so obviously you've seen a lot. You've seen not only the growth of USA Hockey, but the growth at the local level. Can you talk a little bit about how far hockey in Pittsburgh and in Western Pennsylvania has come?
Sure, I'd be love to tell you all that's the history. We've been fortunate, you know, over the last probably close to 20 years. We went through the Mario Lemieux era, which really started to kick hockey into gear here in Western Pennsylvania. Saw that large growth spurt back in the 89, 90 when it all started. Made our ways through that. Saw a huge increase, probably at that time, I would venture to say 50 to 60% increase in our player numbers in Western Pennsylvania at that time. Fortunately, 7 years ago, the three little ping pong balls at the NHL draft fell in our favor, and Sidney Crosby arrived in Pittsburgh. And that's just been another evolution of hockey here in Pittsburgh. I think we're probably looking at probably having increased our numbers over the last 5 or 6 years, probably 50% again. Now we're faced with additional challenges, you know, where training those players, getting those players into the proper skill levels, using the ADM model. So it's been a long process, but fortunately it's helped our district grow too. You know, Western Pennsylvania's numbers help us look good, but, as the district as a whole, we've done a lot of work to continue to grow the game.
Speaking of the ADM, it seems like the Pittsburgh area has really bought into the whole basic principle of the ADM and what it's trying to do. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I think we were probably one of the first markets that really adopted the cross ice, red, white, and blue at the 8 and under level. We've tried to educate properly coaches, and with the USA Hockey staff, our regional manager Scott Pollock, we've spent a lot of time here in Western Pennsylvania getting that going, and I think it's helped us district-wide just by the success we've had getting it going. So it has carried completely across the district now, so we're very proud of where we are today.
What can a tournament like this, you know, bringing the USA Hockey National Championships, and by the way, this is not the first time Pittsburgh has hosted this event, has done a great job in the past, but what can this do to help spur even more growth?
Well, I think the excitement around it, seeing the players and the discussions you hear about, you know, getting to the next level, seeing these players graduate, sitting out here and seeing the college scouts that are here, the junior scouts, even some professionals that are floating through the rink, and seeing professional players coaching teams out here, it just brings a different perspective to what we are, still grassroots, but look who's doing the work here, and look who the people are that have come to notice that Western Pennsylvania is becoming a focal point for, you know, hockey players. We're very proud of the fact of what we're doing, and we think it continues to help grow the sport. And, you know, the young brothers and sisters and everybody that's running around the rink, it brings a lot of attention to what's going on.
You know, not only you talked about the Penguins, but also and the influence that they've had on the community, but also, you mean, a number of great hockey players have come out of Western Pennsylvania and are now playing at the top levels of the game. That must make you very proud.
Personally, yes, it does, but as a district, you know, we have them all over the district, too, and I think we all take a little bit of pride in the fact that we've reached that success level that we're starting to become recognized. You know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players, you know, a lot of it, you know, the local organization here has a lot of claim to the success they had, our host organization. They've developed a lot of good athletes that are now in the professional ranks, in the college ranks, in the junior ranks, so it's been very good. It's been very good, and it does bring a lot of pride to us as the Mid-Am District, because we're starting to become, as probably the smallest district in USA Hockey, you know, we've had a lot of success. We've had a lot of success.
Well, that's great. Talking about, you know, NHL scouts and other people are here. One of the most front and center is Ray Shiro, who's the general manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and his son is playing with the Pittsburgh Pens Elite, which is one of the teams competing here. What kind of support do you get as a district or locally from the Penguins in terms of how to help grow youth hockey?
Well, I think just the their influence in the marketplace. They understand the importance of the youth sport and keeping the interest at the highest level. You know, they've been a sponsor on a lot of different parts of what the Pens Elite have hosted here. They've brought some sponsorship to the organization and to the tournament. And just the little things they can do for you facility-wise, open the door, give you the next contact, know where to be. And from us, from my standpoint at the affiliate level, the willingness they've shown to help develop and look at initiatives to keep things rolling. Sidney Crosby's program, where he's, you know, giving away 500-600 sets of equipment a year. Now you couple that with what we try to do as far as giving grants away. It's helped us get more players on the ice, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. We were talking about how you got involved in the game. I noticed that the Pittsburgh Pens Elite 16U team has a coach on the team with the last name of Day. It must make you proud to see your son giving back to grassroots hockey like you've done for so many years.
It does. It does. It's, you know, growing up, it was, why do you do this? How can you do this? How can you deal with the phone calls and that? And then he gets out of college and there he is. So, yeah, it does make you proud. It does make you proud.
There's really no rest for the weary. It's been a long youth hockey season. You guys have hosting youth nationals, and then next week the spotlight returns to Pittsburgh. The Frozen Four is here in town. How does that help just bring more profile to the area?
Again, I'll give that credit to RMU for being able to succeed in grant getting that awarded, the cooperation of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Consol Energy Center to want to provide the venue to have it. Again, it's just one more feather in the cap of Western Pennsylvania hockey in general. And I mean, you know, we have coming a prospect USA Hockey is bringing to town. So it has brought a lot of interest to the sport, even to those who aren't that familiar with it, which we still have a lot of them out there. But, you know, I guess part of that is our job to help educate those people and get their interest into the game. But that's another big part of what the Penguins have been able to provide to us, too.
So. No doubt. Well, between what the Penguins are doing and what the Robert Morris University is doing and what everybody's doing at the grassroots level, Western Pennsylvania and the whole Mid-Am District, things are going great. And so anyway, I just want to thank you for the time, and thanks for being such a great host to everybody here for USA Hockey, and hope the rest of the week goes well.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here, Harry. It's been a pleasure being with you for a few days.
All right. Well, thanks for everybody for listening, and I hope you tune in again for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.